and we shall be saved. Praise our God. You can be seated again. That word quicken, in the Hebrew, it means to live, whether literally or figuratively. To revive, to keep alive, to make alive, to give life, to suffer to live, to nourish up, to preserve, to recover, to repair, to restore, to revive. Amen. To be whole. Quicken us. I don't know whether you've realized it yet or not, in Christianity, it's all about God. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about the Holy Ghost. It's all about the Word of God. It's all about progression. It's all about rising up. It's all about fighting the fight. It's all about climbing higher. Have I said enough yet? Are you getting the picture of what Christianity's all about? It's not all about me. It's all about Him. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. And so here's a statement here. They're asking God, quicken us, revive us, recover us, make us whole. Oh my. Turn us again. Oh Lord God of hosts. That's talking about the almighty power of God, creator of all things. Cause thy face to shine. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I say it to my school students quite often. When God's happy, everybody's happy. Hallelujah. A lot of Christians go through life trying to find joy and trying to find happiness, and they don't realize joy comes from pleasing God. Joy comes from honoring God. Joy comes from praising God. Joy comes from obeying God. That's where joy comes from. That's where peace comes from. But they're looking for it in their own version of Christianity. And they're not finding it, and thus they become discouraged with Christianity. But they really haven't tasted of true Christianity. And that's why they're discouraged. Because true Christianity is all about Christ, not all about me. A lot of people are living their Christianity with all about them in mind. That's why they struggle so much. That's why they fall so much. Because they've not put Jesus Christ first and foremost in their lives. He's not become everything. Amen. I want to preach this morning. Well, let me give you the definition of the last word. We shall be saved. I like the first part of this Hebrew word definition, to be open. Open wide or free. The biggest struggle and lack of power in Christians' life is because they're not open to receive what God wants in their lives. You see, a lot of times people have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost because they're not open. They're not ready to do what God wants done. He hasn't become everything. And remember, you can be a churchgoer all your life and He's still not become everything. I was one for 23 years and He hadn't become everything. But when He becomes everything, things change. Things change. And so we see then it means to open, wide, free, to be safe, to defend or deliver, to help, preserve, rescue, to bring salvation, to get victory. So this scripture is telling us, God, we're serious about serving You, but we know You've got to move on us first, and then we can start calling on Your name, and then You can start directing our paths. We can become obedient, and Your face will shine, and we will have victory. Wow. That's a whole lot to read in that scripture. Did you read that in that scripture when you read it? That's what's in there. That's what he's saying. And so this morning, on the first service of scheduled revival, ladder to success is what I want to preach about this morning. The ladder to success. Amen. What is success? We may have our own definitions of what success is, because success can be achieved in multitudes of areas and multitudes of goals and multitudes of things. But this morning, just the simple definition of success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. That's success. The accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. Well, I trust your aim is revival. I trust your purpose is revival. I trust that you are stirring your heart, stirring your mind, stirring your soul to position yourself where God can work in you whatever needs to be done. Because sometimes there's work that needs to be regained before new work can be accomplished. Revival can produce a multitude of things, because it's all going to depend on what I do with what I have and the opportunities before me. Woo. The ladder to success. The ladder to revival. The ladder to God's will being done in my life. Hallelujah. So we've got scheduled nights of revival. Starts tonight, goes all the way through Friday night. What is scheduled. Amen. So we have seven services. Hallelujah. To get on track with the Holy God of heaven, so his will can be done in our lives. I trust that's what you're after. You want God's will in your life, don't you? I trust you want God's will in your life. If you don't want God's will in your life, then you don't belong to him. He's not become everything to you if you don't want God's will for your life. Hallelujah. And you know, this is where we all struggle. This is where we all battle. When Jesus Christ saved me, it was the greatest thing that ever happened in my entire life. Hallelujah. Then he filled me with the Holy Ghost. It just amplified everything about Jesus Christ. His love for me, his power that he wants to bestow in my life. Hallelujah. But I had to keep going forward. I had to keep following him. Hallelujah. Because I wanted to be successful in my Christian life. Then he began to want to change things in my life. Whoa, what do you mean, God? I just want to be saved. Woo! I just want to be saved. You know, I don't want to have to do something in the church. I just want to be saved. Don't work that way. Why? Because it's not about you and what you want. It's all about him and what he wants. He's the one that died for our sins. He's the one that purchased salvation. He's the one that washed away my sin. He's the one that did it all. There wasn't anything I had to do with it except accept it and surrender to him and let him become everything in my life. Hallelujah. And that's all. That was my part until now. Now my part is to follow, to obey. Wow, I'll fast forward real fast. Everything's going good. Teaching adult Sunday school. In the church where we attended. In Claremore, Oklahoma. Amen. From 1983 to 1992. Attended church there faithfully. Rain, snow, wind, sickness. 22 miles to church. Every time the doors was open, revivals included. Hallelujah. Praise God. To me, he became everything. Glory to God. It's a good sign and to survey if he's really become everything. I might as well start this. If you want revival, if you want change in your life, you got to realize this is where we're at. right here. We're in the world, but not of the world. Life sometimes can be rough. It can be struggles, be full of sorrows, can be full of grief. It can be full of things that transpire, things that happen you didn't foresee coming, and now they're here. And, I mean, your mind becomes so occupied. I'm going to quit walking around this ladder. I'm going to get dizzy and fall down. But our minds become so occupied with what's going on down here. And how many's ever made this statement? Man, I just ain't got time to do that. I just ain't got time to do that. I just ain't got time to do that. Sister Pepper says, you need to exercise. I know, but I ain't got time for that. You realize and you do understand that you make time for whatever you want to do, right? Anybody in here don't make time for what you want to do? You always make time for what you want to do. Oh, hang on to me. And don't hang on to me, but hang on. So here we are. This world's full of distractions. This world is full of every voice that will tell us you don't have time for that. I've got this. I got news for you. I really don't think there's anybody in here that has more on their plate to do than me. Do you feel that same way? Are you getting the picture? I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. I'm trying to get you to understand. That's what we think. You're thinking the same thing. I've got so much on my plate, I don't have time. You have time for whatever you make time for. Because you're in charge of your time. God's not in charge of your time other than the fact you're appointed once unto death. And after that, the judgment. But down here in this world, time, we're in charge of it. What we do with our time, we're in charge of it. Yep. I'm not in charge of yours. You're not in charge of mine. But you and I are in charge of our time. So the first step to success in revival is to be here. Woo! You are not going to get revival if you don't come to revival. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Glory to the King. I was glad when the pastor said we got revival. How long am I going to stand here? Not very long, because I might fall off. You know, I may have those revival shoes on, but I'm not the same age as when I preach revivals. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, if I was the same age when I preach revivals, I'd done been up that ladder down the other side. But I'm not that age anymore. So I'm just one step into this thing. Woo. Yeah. Step number one to revival. Be here. Be here. Oh, but you don't understand. No, you don't understand. Don't tell me I don't understand. I've been in this 39 years. I don't know how many revivals I've been in 39 years. And I never got anything out of revival, Sister April, if I wasn't there. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. I remember when Brother Bob Gooden was preaching revival there at the church we attended in Claremore. Me and Brother Jeff Curtis worked at a place called Escort Trailer. We went in and we worked from 8 to 5. During that revival, we still needed to put shingles upon the roof of our new addition of that church. Brother Jeff and I would get off work at 5 o'clock. We'd go on top of that roof, and we would put down shingles until about 6 o'clock, go inside, change our clothes, and praise God for another 2 hours. Woo! Don't tell me you don't have time. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb. You can do whatever you want to do with your time, but if you want to see success in your spiritual life, you'll be right here. Right here. Now, I realize you may have to work. Your work schedule may pull you to try to not be here. But I think they have some things called vacation, don't they? Oh, yeah, but I don't use vacation except for what I want to do. Well, what do you want to do now with your vacation? Woo! I'm not talking about taking the whole week, just those days you may have to work. Take a little vacation. Come to the house of God and find spiritual renewal. Find power you've never found before. Find the will of God for your life. Hallelujah. Because the first step towards success is being here. Being here. Well, I don't know if I can be here or not, but I'll watch on Facebook. Nah, that's a cop out. I am sorry. What that means is you really don't want to get face to face with God. You just want to put on faith. Woo, I'll watch on Facebook. That's all right. If you're sick and afflicted, if you're confined to your homes, if you have no way of transportation, and you're in a foreign country somewhere, go ahead and watch on Facebook. But if you live in driving distance of this house, if you want success, you'll be here. You'll be here. Hallelujah. It will not come any other way. You see, you can't go to step two until you fulfill step one. See, I can't get, well, you know, I can try, and it'd be rough. I've done it before. Skip step one. We go to step two instead. Woo! I just don't know if I can juggle my time. Oh, yes, you do. You just need to get serious about it. Usually I go off that second step when I'm coming down, and I go down on the ground. You know, you forgot how many steps there was on the ladder. Nobody's ever done that. I've done that a time or two. Woo, thought you was at the bottom, and whoof, you wasn't. Step one, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I've got to be here in revival, amen, to get revival started in my life, to find success in my life. Second step, Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
I really want to get in revival mode, I'll get my hanky out
there. Yeah. And I probably won't be back to this pulpit now once I put this hanky in my hand. I had individuals ask me several times, said, Brother Pepper, do you put your notes in your hand or on your hanky? Because you never go back to that pulpit when you're preaching. I said, no, that's just, oh, that ladder's dirty. Oh, man, it's everywhere now. Whoa, Titus, why didn't you clean that thing? Who used that last? That's sheetrock dust. All right, back to the message. Man, I pride myself not getting dirty when I work. Amen. Oh, man, did I say pride? No, I need humility. I need humility. You see, humility, that's the second step. First, I got to be here. But then I can't just be here and say, well, I'm here. I'm glad. I hope Brother Pepper's happy. I went ahead and sacrificed, and I'm here. Oh, you got a long ways to go up them ladders. Woo! Humility. Don't come because Brother Pepper preached on that you should come. Did you catch that? You go ahead and come because the Holy Ghost spoke to your heart that you need to be here when Brother Pepper preached on it. Hallelujah. Why didn't I get a different letter? Humility. I guess it's humility time. Second step, humility. I'll revive those of a humble heart and of a contrite spirit. Do you know what a contrite spirit is? It's the attitude of change. Lord, I am ready to change. I am tired of the way my Christian... Yeah, did you catch that? I'm tired of the way my Christian life is going. It doesn't seem to be a fulfillment. It doesn't seem to be full of power. It doesn't seem to be victorious. I'm tired, and I want to hear what you've got to say about my Christian life, because I want more of you, and I want you to become everything. Are you seeing how the Holy Ghost has been talking to us ever since this service began? Hallelujah. Of trying to position us to where God can work the mighty works that he wants to work in our lives. And so I've got to humble myself before God. I've got to realize, hallelujah, that I can't make it without God speaking to me in my life and quickening us. Humility means the Holy Ghost is quickening me. There will be no life without humility. Yeah. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Amen. You can't march up to the altar of prayer and demand God to give you something. That's not humility. Humility is you crawl to the altar of prayer and with a contrite spirit say, God, you know exactly what I need. Reveal it to me. Hallelujah. So I can apply it to my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I can get it authenticated. Hallelujah. In my heart, in my mind, and in my soul. Hallelujah. That's the second step. So I got to be here, and I got to come here humble. And then the third step, Hosea 14:2, take with you words. Did you catch that? Take with you words. Do you come to the house of God with words? And turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips, or the sacrifice of our lips. The third step is when I come to the house of God, I humble myself before my God. The third step well y'all got small The third step is I begin to praise. I begin to pray. I begin to adore. I begin to let God know how much I love him by the words that I say unto him. Hallelujah. Now, if you're not very good at telling your wife how much you love her, my friend, you need to work hard on that, because she needs to hear those words of affirmation on a continual basis. Hallelujah. Now, you're a man, and most of the time, you probably don't need it near as much as she does. And so you got to realize she's not a man. She's your wife. She's a woman, and she needs those words of affirmation. And you need to tell her just how much you love her, how much you adore her, how much you can't live without her. Because if you think you can live without your wife, you are one big fool. Now, if you haven't got one yet, then you need to pay attention to which one you get. Praise God. Woo! Because some may profess it, but they don't possess it, and those are the ones you want to stay away from. Praise God. Woo! How'd we get off on that? Well, we're striving for revival. Hallelujah. And we're up on this third step now. Oh, wow, that fifth step's going to be fun. We're up on this third step now, and we are coming to the house of God because we know we got to get here to get on in on the revival, and we are humbling our hearts before the Lord. And when we come to the house of God, we're coming with words. We're coming to praise. We're coming to ask. We're coming to seek. We're coming to inquire. We're coming to open up our ears so we can hear what the Spirit of God says unto us, because we're part of the church. Woo, hallelujah. So we're on step number three. Wow, that's real close to success, isn't it? You see how hard it's going to be to get to success? Anybody want to come climb this ladder for me? Now, you would, wouldn't you? It's my job. I got to do it. I put on the revivalist shoes this morning, so I got to follow it through. Praise God. Prayer, praise, rejoicing. And we will call upon thy name. That's what we're going to do. We're going to lift our voices unto God. When it's time to praise, we're going to praise him. When it's time to pray, we're going to get our heads down, our heads up, lift our head. I mean, we're going to pray, we're going to call on God, because God's going to be bringing words to you and I also. Hallelujah. So you got to bring words, because God's bringing words. Amen. And praise and adoration and telling God how much we love Him opens up our hearts. Ooh, see, we want to get those hearts open. We want to get them open. Because we're headed for success. We're headed for revival. We want to accomplish that aim and that purpose, that goal of the revival God wants to bring. And that fourth step. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, which is joy, gladness, happiness. And here's why. Because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Ooh, praise God. Four step. Four. Hearing what God has to say. I come, I humble, I praise, and I hear, and I receive and understand. And I can go forth in joy. You see, revival is not a time of grief. Revival is a time of joy. Revival is not a time that I'm sorry I got caught in my sin. Revival is not a time of grieving over the fact that I've got sin in my life. Revival is a time as I take these steps in my life where whatever it is in my life that's hindering me from Jesus Christ becoming everything, I'm ready to lay it all down. Hallelujah. So He can have His way in my life. Because if I'm not willing to lay it down, then I'm not willing to go to heaven. Not willing. You know, I'm willing to climb this ladder for you. Christ was willing to die for you and me. What am I willing to do to have His will accomplished in my life? So here it is. Be here. Come humble. Come with words, praising, rejoicing, asking of God. Come ready to hear and experience the joy. And when you will accomplish that, you'll have success. You'll have success. Revival. I'm glad there was a sixth rung on that ladder. The sixth step. You don't know yet. I'm serious. The sixth step you don't know, because once you fulfill the fifth step, it's wide open for anything God wants to do in your life. Woo, hallelujah. You see, it doesn't stop at the fifth. That's just where I'm stopping this morning. I'm stopping at success. I've been to the sixth. I've worked off the sixth. But I'm not going to the sixth step. I'm going to leave that up to you. I just gave you the steps to get there. Woo. Praise God. Could I have a piano player if there's one in the house? I think they're all out in the kitchen. Praise God. Joy, peace, power, revival. Oh, God of heaven. Lord. You know, you might look at that and say, wow. And that's a lot of steps. I don't know if I can climb that high in God. Oh, yeah, you can. Like I said, I've been saved 39 years, ministering about 35 of it. And I have surveyed multitudes of people. And I have found, I'm kind of like Solomon, I have found that people can do whatever they want to do. whatever they set their mind to, whatever they set their heart on, hallelujah, they will accomplish it. So if you're going to just sit around and hope revival comes your way, you're going to be sitting around for a long time. If you need the baptism in the Holy Ghost, well, that's the sixth step. You see, because when you do those five, I mean, your heart's wide open, you're ready for whatever God wants to do, then you'll get baptized in the Holy Ghost, no problem. You can climb that sixth step, no problem. Praise God. What's the seventh step, Brother Pepper? Well, the seventh step's probably going to be moving on into doing something for God you've never done before. Some type of work, some type of surrender. So, I mean, whoo. You see, I didn't get to where I'm at today by staying on the second step. I didn't get to where I was at even by staying on the fifth step, sixth step, or seventh step. I got to where I'm at today in my ministry, in my walk with my God, because I took every step that He asked me to take. Hallelujah. I just kept climbing on to greater responsibility, greater obedience, greater consecration, greater commitment. And it's never ending because the ladder goes right on up into glory. And you're never going to go up into glory if you're going back down the ladder. You've got to keep climbing. You've got to keep climbing. I've watched it over years. Once again, I'm just talking to you out of experience. I've watched it time and time again. People start the ladder. First step. Second step. Third step. Oh, but then God starts wanting and requiring something, and they start stepping right back down the ladder, and they turn their back on God. Did you notice our scripture, what it said? So will not we go back from thee. No, it's time to quit putting your back to God and let Him see your face and let His face shine on your face so you can see clearly. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God's got so much in store for you and I, church, in this time of revival. Hallelujah. Could we stand together? Hallelujah. Glory. The ladder to success. Probably going to have one of the boys clean it up a little bit, and we may just set that over there somewhere in the corner. And if you show up tonight, you can go by and step up on the first rung. Hallelujah. And if you come with a humble heart, you can go ahead and step up on the second rung if you want. Hallelujah. And if you come with praise on your lips, you can go ahead and go to the third one. Praise God. Are you seeing? I mean, you can reach success today. You can climb that ladder this morning. Hallelujah. And then be ready for step six, ready for step seven, ready for step eight through the course of this meeting. You don't have to wait till tonight to go up one rung. You can go up five this morning. It's all up to you and I. Hallelujah. It's all how much we desire. It's all about hungering and thirsting after the righteousness of God. Woo, hallelujah. Could you lift your hands to the Lord? Amen. Just give Him praise, give Him thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, because you've already went on the first rung this morning. You're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you might even be climbing up to the second rung, and you're humbling your heart. You're realizing God has got something for you. Hallelujah. So now it's time to let those words fly. Let that praise fly. Let that adoration come forth. Oh, God. Oh, let that crying out, Lord, I need a baptism in the Holy Ghost more than I need breath in my body. Lord, I need strength. Lord, I need wisdom, whatever the question may be or the desire may be, because the Lord is always going to ask, what do you want me to do for you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. These altars are open this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, if you've heard from the Lord this morning and you want to come, oh, hallelujah.
Oh, and authenticated in your heart, authenticated in your mind, assimilated into your life. Glory to our God.